This is the news in brief from the United Nations. Large parts of the city of Rafah are now a ghost town, UN humanitarians reported on Tuesday, after some 450,000 Gazans were forcibly displaced from the southernmost city by Israeli evacuation orders in the last week. UNRWA, the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees, said that those who have fled violence in Rafah City were exhausted, hungry and afraid. The development comes as airstrikes continue to hit northern and southern Gaza, amid reports that the Israeli military said that it had hit 120 targets in the past 24-hour period. Deep concerns remain about a lack of life-saving aid reaching the enclave since Israeli troops seized Rafah crossing and restricted access to nearby Kerem Shalom crossing last week in response to a deadly rocket attack by Hamas fighters. In a related development, UN agencies pushed back at erroneous claims that the number of Gazans killed and injured had been scaled down after the enclave's Ministry of Health announced that it had identified 25,000 of the 35,000 reported fatalities. The process is slow but crucial for the victims' families, said Christian Lindmeier, a spokesperson for the UN World Health Organization, WHO.
There are no go zones. There are areas where not a single healthcare worker can go, no ambulances can go. People can't go to retrieve their dead or their family members. Once everybody is recovered, you may have a chance to have a name to every person and have precise figures. But one thing is clear here. It's a name to every person, and we need a ceasefire now to be able to recover those dead.
To Ukraine, where the UN Human Rights Office, OHCHR, expressed deep concerns on Tuesday for civilians caught up in Russia's ongoing full-scale invasion. Humanitarians have repeatedly condemned Russian air assaults on military and public infrastructure in Ukraine. These attacks have caused extensive damage to energy facilities and disrupted electricity access for millions of Ukrainians. Missile and drone attacks have also hindered essential services and aid operations, with at least 6,000 people believed to have fled or been evacuated from northeastern areas since the latest Russian incursion last Friday. UN Human Rights Office spokesperson Liz Throssell said that the situation in Kharkiv region was dire, with air raid sirens sounding almost constantly amid explosions in the border area and the city itself.
We once again call on the Russian Federation to immediately cease its armed attack against Ukraine, in line with the relevant resolutions of the UN General Assembly, the binding provisional measures ordered by the International Court of Justice, and with wider international law, and to withdraw to internationally recognised borders.
The latest toll from the conflict confirmed by UN monitors indicates more than 32,000 civilian casualties, including nearly 11,000 fatalities. Deadly floods in northeastern Afghanistan have killed more than 540 people and left survivors with no home, no land, and no source of livelihood. That's the worrying alert from the UN World Food Programme, WFP, which said on Tuesday that more than 20 districts across Badakhshan, Baghlan and Takhar provinces have been badly impacted. Video images from the disaster zone show raging floodwaters that have destroyed 3,000 homes in Baghlan province, when most people already face emergency levels of hunger, the UN Food Agency said. Now the floods have taken away their one source of income, agriculture, said WFP. According to the UN agency, some 2,000 livestock have been killed in Baghlan alone, and 10,000 acres of orchard have been washed away. A clearer idea of the full extent of the damage will become known once relief teams reach less accessible areas, but WFP warned that the worst-hit communities will still need food assistance over the summer just to survive. To help, food aid has been delivered using donkeys, as that is the only way we can reach some of these districts, said Timothy Anderson, WFP acting head of programme in Afghanistan, speaking from Kabul. So far, WFP has provided survivors with emergency food assistance and is planning to distribute some cash assistance in the coming days, which is enough to cover basic needs for a month. Daniel Johnson, UN News.